You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments, and anything else you want to talk about. A lot of stories we couldn't get to in the first hour that we're going to get to this hour is how a German doctor, I guess, diagnoses a man, saves his life. Why? Because he watches House. And there was an episode on House that led him to believe something was going on with this patient. Figured it out, saved his life. So we'll talk about how we doctors look at television and how we learn from it as well. Talk about how daily aspirin can reduce ovarian cancer, and firstborns are at higher risk for heart disease and diabetes than their other siblings, okay? Why would being firstborn put you at risk? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We actually have Jared on the line from Atlanta. Hey, Jared, how you doing? Jared, you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Jared, how you doing?
I'm good. I was calling to find out. This is for carnivora, right?
I'm sorry, Jared, I can't hear you.
I'm taking carnivora.
Okay.
And I started a week ago, and I don't know if I'm doing it exactly right.
Why are you taking the carnivora? I know it's a supplement. Why are you taking it?
I'm taking it because I have multiple sclerosis, and it's supposed to help me get this taken care of, under control.
Okay. Huh. And who suggested it? Your multiple sclerosis doctor, or did you hear a commercial?
I heard a commercial.
Okay. So you've been on it for a week. Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I have more motion in my left hand. I wasn't able to use my left hand at all. It's like,
wow.
I've gotten more strength.
Wow. See, that's incredible. I don't know much about carnivora. I know it's a supplement, and it's supposed to have certain extracts of these phytonutrients. I guess it was developed back in Germany a few decades ago. And, you know, with multiple sclerosis, one of the most devastating things is you start to lose movement and control. I don't know how. I got to be honest with you. I don't know how it would work or why it would work. But now, is your neurologist excited about this, or he doesn't know yet?
No, they don't know I'm doing natural herbs.
Okay, so what was your question?
My question is, I didn't know if I was doing it right. I must have the wrong number.
That's okay. No, I think it's great. And thank you, Jared, for calling. I'm not sure I can help you with that, but I think it's great that somebody is finding something in the alternative medicine realm that seems to help them. I mean, multiple sclerosis, having the demyelinization of the nerves, and then losing the support of the nerves with many of your extremities, extremely debilitating. Many people with multiple sclerosis become wheelchair bound. It is a very, very frightening disorder. Now, these supplements out there, they may claim that they may help with that. And, you know, when you hear patients say it works, I got to believe the patient. I mean, if the patient's not making money off this, I mean, they have nothing to gain from saying it works, I kind of believe them. I can't tell you how many patients, like, for example, Sensa weight loss. I had patients swear by Sensa, saying they sprinkled it on their food and they lost weight. Now, most of them gained weight back. But in the way beginning when they said it worked, I mean, of course I'm going to believe them. Now, why is that? Was it placebo? Do they think they feel better? Or is there really something to these products. Now, placebo is very, very powerful. Placebo is where when we test a drug, we give you a dummy drug that people think is the real thing, but it's not. It's something kind of inert. And you take it, or you, I'm trying to think of another example. Let's say two people, one is getting, well, that's kind of a control. Well, anyway, like a dummy pill, so to speak, okay? And people will say, oh man, I feel so much better on this pill. It really worked, and they ended up not taking the real medicine, but the dummy pill. That's placebo, where people get better even by not even taking the real thing. Right? Very, very powerful and very, very effective. And so when people say, Dahlia, will you use this carnivora or whatever, and we don't know if it really works, it was all placebo, well then fine. I don't care. I just want a good outcome. If somebody's using this product, it doesn't hurt them, and they, whether it's placebo or real science, are doing better, fine by me. These products don't have to say they have real science. You know, like water, people drinking water to kind of, decrease their appetite. Do we have a lot of science and research studies? No. If somebody says drink water and helps decrease your appetite, then fine. So, it's interesting. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This was kind of concerning. They say that smoking is linked to now an increased risk of a certain type of breast cancer. And we're finding that women who smoke between 20 and 44 years old and a pack a day smokers for at least 10 years were 60% more likely than those who smoked less to get an estrogen receptor positive breast cancer. Now that is a more common type of breast cancer as opposed to the triple negative breast cancer. Triple negative is more aggressive. So people who smoke appear to get the positive, estrogen-positive breast cancer, easier to treat but still can be deadly, all right? We've known that smoking could be linked to cancer, but this is one of the bigger studies that have found the direct link with the smoking and breast cancer. It is being published in the journal Cancer. Now, where this is significant, because somebody like, Dahlia, I don't need to hear about another study where smoking causes cancer, is they found only 10 years, a 10-pack year history. So if you have a 25-year-old who has been smoking since she was 15, that's a pretty significant increased risk. This is what we're talking about here. All it took was 10 years of smoking, and a lot of us start smoking when we're in our teens. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, you know, I want to get to the story about little cat bites, okay? Little Fluffy or Fifi or Foofy, right? We get bit all the time. I got cats. I got dogs. And my cats, they really, really like to, you know, play fight. You know, if you touch them in a certain area, like if you kind of rub their tummy, dogs love rub tummy. They will lie there with their legs out in the air, right, scaring all the little kids in the house, right, especially our big boy dog. I'm like, dude, please wear some underwear. But anyway, so he lies there, and he just loves rub tummy. You just sit there. Okay, so the cats will lie there. But if you come up to their tummy, they play all coy. So what do? They take their back legs, and they keep kicking, right, in unison. They don't go like dogs where it's like a bicycle, right, in tandem or whatever. It's together in unison. They go kick, 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 right? Or if you rub their chest, my cat will bite, does not like rub chest. They like rub chin. They like above the head, by the ears, on the little nose. But if you rub their chest, he'll bring his mouth down and bite. Well, research published in the Journal of Hand Surgery found that one out of three people who sought treatment for a cat bite on the hand were actually hospitalized. And two-thirds of the 193 patients looked at needed surgery. Now, middle-aged women were the most common bite victims. You know, it's interesting, you know, because my husband's middle-aged, I'm not, right? And when he goes and grabs the cat, he will grab a cat, you know, to go and grab him and put him on his lap. Now, he's gotten bitten, scratched, and all that, but nothing like I do, because me, I start to trust the cat. I think the cat likes the lovey-dovey, and then all of a sudden starts attacking. So he's usually in a position where, like, you know, like he's got a piece of roadkill, or I mean, he holds the animal like, you know, he's on a hunting trip, okay? And I mean, the animal's comfortable, but it just, you know, he protects himself. Whereas me, I got my face all in there. I have the foot in my mouth. I mean, I don't know what I do with the stupid cats. And so, of course, women seem to be more at risk. I think guys just are like, you know what, I understand this whole cat thing is kind of a girly thing, you know, but, you know, I mean, I'll pet the cat and we'll leave it at that. But we women, we like to dress up the cat, we like to do their nails, we like to have them sit on our lap and do stuff. I've taken the cats in with me when I do my show to the studio all the time. Then, you know, they rub up against the mic, and they sit on the computer, all right? Well, maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, guys are like, oh, to heck with this. You know, and they throw the cat, you know, and the cat decides to attack them, whereas this women, you know, it's more sly. Who knows? But anyway, these bites could lead to some serious infections. Now, many of you have noticed you get scratched by a cat. And when you get scratched by a cat, it starts to inflame, hive, make this wheal, okay? Your body recognizes cat dander, saliva, scratching, etc., a lot more viciously than it recognizes other things, which is why a cat scratch, you know, you'll get, you know, scratched by the cat, you won't really think much of it, and then it just blows up. I mean, it's, you know, so they're very antigenic, we use the term for. And so, I mean, I've never seen somebody allergic to the point where they can't. Well, actually, I did. There was a kid that pet the cat at our house, and then all of a sudden went into anaphylaxis. So it did happen. But, I mean, I've never seen somebody get scratched or bitten. That happened. So a lot of times you need to get antibiotics. Now, there's going to be a day when, God forbid, these antibiotics don't work. But when it comes to cat scratches, dog bites, too, you got to be careful. Now, with dog bites, it was very frustrating that, you know, would have somebody who was bitten the face by a dog, and we couldn't sew it up a lot of times, because sewing a dog bite could just keep the infection, bury the infection in there, and you need to keep it open and clean it out, etc. And so we would have to have a plastic surgeon fix the bites on the face, because we weren't allowed to sew them up in the ER. Very scary stuff, but very infectious. And many times we'll use Augmentin if they're not penicillin allergic, because those seem to do well. So just kind of rule of thumb, when in doubt, check it out, even if it was just foofy. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting study. They say pilots have mixed up airports more than 150 different times in the last two decades. This is a report that has come out in the headlines today, where they say it usually happens when the pilot is manually landing the plane. It could happen at night, during bad weather, when visibility is low. Luckily, none of these 150 flights have resulted in death or injury. So, you know, my husband's a pilot. And, you know, when he flies, he doesn't fly commercial airplanes. He's flown smaller airplanes like Cessnas and, I don't know. There's something else. He keeps talking about the planes, and I tune it out. But it's cool stuff. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of the name? It has a P in it. A Piper. Yeah, he's flown a Piper. There we go. I listen to my husband. Where was I going with this? Yeah, see, I just tune out when it comes to planes. I flown a plane a couple times. I just didn't like it that much. I guess I need to do it more. I got really nervous because my kids were down on the ground, and I'm like, I want to be with my babies. Maybe when they're older, I'll fly again. But, you know, when you're flying, you are really relying on your instruments, and you are relying on the air traffic controller. So remember when a Southwest Airlines landed their jet last month? right? I guess in a different different runway in Kansas, etc. These do happen more often than we think. They say a particular trouble spot, according to Mail Online, in San Jose, California. Right? They say that the landing mistakes include 6 reports of pilots preparing to land at Moffett Field, which is a joint civilian military airport. All right, when they were supposed to go to San Jose International Airport. All right, now also there's supposed to be air restrictions where you can't really land in military airports. So, you know, you kind of wonder what's going on with the air traffic controllers. They say a controller at a different facility noticed the impending landing on radar warned his colleagues of the telephone hotline that piped his voice directly into San Jose's tower's loudspeakers. Right, and then the plane was waved off in time before they landed. You know, this probably happens a lot. And if it's a cargo plane, not a lot of us know about it. But if it's a passenger plane and you're sitting there, you're like, wait a second, something's not right. So, you know, luckily, like I said, nobody got hurt. But there are a lot of mistakes. It's at Nashville International Airport, Tucson International Airport, San Antonio, Lake Charles, Southwest Florida International Airport. These things have happened. So, you know, I flew American to Dallas. It was nice. I only got yelled at once by the flight attendant. Southwest seems to have the nicest ones, you know, but I got to tell you, it's getting better. I've had some trouble with United and their flight attendants. I don't understand why I have any trouble at all. You know, I think it's because I have to get up to go to the bathroom. But, you know, usually I'm really nice to everybody, but I think somebody snapped at me yesterday because I wanted to go on the plane because I had a carry-on, and she didn't want any carry-ons with rollers. I don't know. But we made it. But just be nice to them, okay, because these guys are the ones that are going to help save your life, right, when the poop hits the fan. Just be nice to your flight attendants. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, but be really, really nice to your doctor, all right? Really, really nice. Apparently, there was a gentleman with severe heart failure and fever, blindness, deafness, enlarged lymph nodes, etc. Doctors were stumped for months, but his doctor that he was referred to, Dr. Jürgen Schaefer, is a fan of the television show House. Schaefer said, after 5 minutes, I knew what was going on. He had remembered an episode where Dr. Gregory House, you know, Hugh Laurie's character, identified cobalt poisoning as the cause. Even though House isn't on anymore, I guess it was on for 8 seasons. I never saw a full episode, but it looked good, the ones I did see. All right. Apparently, the doctor says he uses the television series to teach medical students. So when he saw this patient with heart failure back in 2012, he recently prepared a lecture on the show's cobalt poisoning case. And apparently his House's mother-in-law falls ill after receiving a metal hip that gives her cobalt poisoning. So, you know, some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, do our doctors need to really, really rely on television, etc.? I mean, I watch Scrubs a lot. Scrubs, one of my favorite shows. Apparently there was somebody with a light bulb in his rectum, and the light bulb was on. And the only way they could get, I don't know how that happened, and the only way Turk and JD could get the light bulb out of the guy's rectum was by using an AngiCath. So they took the AngiCath, and an AngiCath, basically what happens is you insert it into an artery, and then you blow up the balloon to open up the canal of the arterial wall. And so what they did is they slid the calf above it, ballooned it out, and then was able to pull it down using the balloon kind of as an anchor. And I thought it was a phenomenal case. I brought it up to the cardiologist. They thought it was completely fake, but it was on Scrubs. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had emailed me a while back on how dangerous Facebook was. You thought that Facebook was pretty dangerous because people would show a rash or their kid not looking very well, and people on Facebook would give medical advice. And they would say, oh, just do some Tylenol or just do this, et cetera. And you had found that to be pretty scary because somebody could give medical advice inappropriately. Somebody take that seriously, not bring their child into the doctor like they should. And unfortunately, a bad event could occur. And, you know, I wanted to talk about that really quickly. In a way, I have seen more instances where non-medical people saved lives than hurt. And so this information age with social media and blogs and chat rooms, I actually look at it as an asset. Many of us, once we get married, we kind of hang out with the same friends. And, you know, we kind of know what they all will say, et cetera. And the one thing about Facebook and Twitter and these others is now you are being exposed to hundreds, if not thousands, of other opinions. Now, yes, you do need to know how to glean through them. You do need to know how to decipher and filter and sift. I get that. But any mom who wouldn't take their child to the doctor because somebody on Facebook said they didn't need to is an idiot, okay? And I don't think most people out there are idiots. I don't see that happening. But remember that case where somebody was saying, my baby's not feeling too good, and the baby looked kind of bluish purple, and so and she had posted the picture, and then one of the Facebook buddies said, you know, they really look blue to me. Can you please take them in to the doctor? And then it turned out the child actually had a heart problem. So I've seen a lot of instances where that seems to help. And it's funny how people would go to Facebook for medical advice by non-doctors. Now, people come to me on Facebook, and of course I have to tell my patients they can't. I am not allowed as a doctor to be giving medical advice on Facebook, even though many of you, as my radio listeners, can. You could ask me medical questions on Facebook, etc. Somebody sent me a picture, and she was undressed from the waist up, showing me her rash. I said, oh, no, don't do that. Do not send any pictures naked. You cannot do that. Facebook is not secure. Don't do that. But, you know, me doing what I do, I already give free advice. People say I should be charging for it, but honestly, I'm fine with it. But for the most part, many people out there, they don't realize that there's doctors out there that'll help and at least give some guidance on where to go. Remember, there's a lot of liability, okay? I can't say don't go to the doctor. Usually my advice will always say go to the doctor, but it's looking to me like X, Y, and Z. And so one of you had written me, you had petrichiasis rosacea, where you had this very acute rash that was going all over the body, no other symptoms, but it looked like it was really consuming your body, this rash. And I said, you know, look, go to the doctor and get it seen, but look at this a little closer. Does this look like maybe that's what's going on? It turned out it was. She went to the doctor. The doctor said it was petrichiasis rosacea or rosea, and we were right. So, you know, people going to social media for medical advice by non-doctors, non-PAs, non-nurse practitioners, non-medical personnel can be concerning. But like we looked at the story with the doctor seeing an episode on House, a lot of you guys watch these shows. A lot of you have these anecdotal reports where, you know, you're like, well, I remember somebody said that this happened or et cetera, and you remember it. I mean, a lot of the medical advice I give is not always what I learned in the classroom. I told you guys about how we were luckily able to save a man's life because I remembered a movie when I was a kid with Gilda Radner and Gene Wilder, where they were, I think they were both in an airplane, and the pilot was burping a lot, and they were giggling, and then all of a sudden the pilot drops dead midair. And I remember as a kid going, well, if somebody's burping a lot, that could be serious. Well, we had learned in medical school that chronic eructation or chronic hiccups could be an inferior MI, an inferior heart attack. So when I had a patient come in on a Sunday morning, upset that they were missing the football games, this was years ago, because his wife was kept all night due to his burping, and to let him go, I immediately checked his heart, realized he had an inferior MI, and sent him to WORMC, which was the Western Regional Medical Center at the time in Bullhead City, to get him the treatment he needed. Or actually, we had to send him to Kingman. For some reason, we had to send him to Kingman. And while he was being wheeled into Kingman, he had a second heart attack. He lived, and he's like, well, if I had my heart attack, let me go home. I've told you guys this story. He's like, well, then I could go home. I had the heart attack. It's done. I'll see a heart doctor tomorrow. I go, no way, because you could have your aftershock. Hell no. You're not going anywhere. So even though we already had prepped him, given him his aspirin and et cetera, this was an old MI that he had. He still had his second one, and thank God he was okay, catheterized, lived, et cetera. But it wasn't because of my medical school training. It was because of a movie I saw back in the early 80s as a kid. So I think there's a lot of advice, there's a lot of knowledge out there where you all need to be able to sift it is always err on the side of caution. If somebody says, you know what, no, you don't have to take the baby in for that fever, no, it's not a big deal, all right, I would rather you err on the side of caution and take the baby in, okay? But if somebody says, yeah, I heard that, you know, chronic hiccups could be a heart attack, you know how many people you know are walking around with chronic hiccups, right, or chronic burping, and it could be a heart attack? I mean, these little stories, you know, are what are lifesavers. You know, like that kid whose grandfather had a heart attack while driving, and the kid had to learn how to steer the car, put on the brakes, and bring the car to safety. Think the kid was 8? Why? Because he watched movies. He watched television. It would be nice for television to understand its responsibility and its role and realize people are taking this kind of stuff seriously, which is why I want to develop a show that does that. But where you guys see practical medicine, so at least you know how to take a stab at it. You know that a cat coughing on you and later dying could possibly be a pneumonic plague or part of a bubonic plague, and you got to get yourself checked. I mean, these are things that we don't want to make people paranoid, but just to understand that things that most of us would maybe blow off and not tie the two together could be extremely life-saving if we took the proper measures. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say 70 million Americans now are on quote-unquote mind-altering drugs. They say 27,000 unintentional drug overdose deaths occurred last year in the United States, or actually 2010. They say 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written in 2010. Well, we were in the midst of the recession. I don't blame them. They say 10% now of high school students in the United States are prescribed drugs for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And now they're saying that these antidepressants are being linked to school shootings. All right. So we got 70 million Americans. This is being reported by DailyMail.com. They say new research by the CDC has suggested the far greater hazard is posed over over-the-counter prescription drugs like antidepressants, sleeping pills, anxiety relief substances. I've been warning my patients, expect these things to start becoming highly regulated and almost impossible to later get. So many of you take Xanax, clonazepam, Ativan, Ambien for sleep, Trazodone, Lunesta, Sonata, pain pills, antidepressants, etc. Now, remember, antidepressants have come out because we were not supposed to be drinking and smoking our worries away. And when these antidepressants came out, and I don't want to call them antidepressants, these medications that increase your serotonin, many people found that, wow, they could sleep better, they don't have to go to the alcohol, they don't have to go to the bottle, they could deal with the family better. We even saw a drop in divorce rate for a period of time. But I want to talk a little bit more about this with the school shootings. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we look at this number. 70 million people are on some sort of medication. Now, I think that number is low, okay? Because think about it. You got a lot of people who take Norco or Vicodin or Percocet or Ambien or Lunesta, etc. And, you know, if we just look at Ambien, the sleeping medication that we use, it's called a hypnotic drug. But I, there's, you know, sometimes they're the non-hypnotics. You have the non-benzo, the non-sed, you know, there's a variety of different classes that we kind of put these medications into. But Ambien is supposed to be non-habit forming and non-addictive, even though many people are in the habit of taking it. They think Ambien was thought to be the factor in the Patrick Kennedy. Remember, Patrick Kennedy was killed in a car crash? Or not killed in a car crash. He was in the car crash that they believe there might have been Ambien on board for that. You also hear of the school issues, where many of these kids are on ADHD or Ritalin or certain other stimulant drugs, cocaine, amphetamines, etc., and are those making them violent? Could those be related to the school shootings? Now, I don't believe we have heard of what Adam Lanza was on with the Connecticut Sandy Hook shooting, or the drugs that James Holmes was on with the Colorado movie theater shooting. And unfortunately, when those medicines do become revealed, it is going to be huge. And there's going to be a huge discussion of people taking these medications and being put at risk for becoming violent, which I'm really nervous about, because my guess is Adam Lanza and James Holmes was taking medication that many of you guys already take. All right? And I'm sure James Holmes had trouble sleeping and was given some sort of medicine, Valium, Ativan, etc., right, to stop sleeping. Or to help sleep. I'm sure Adam Lanza was on some sort of mood stabilizer. So when that information, I guess, comes out, there's going to be a lot of media discussions on overprescribing of these medications, these people not being watched, or these people priorly taking the medications and not staying on the medications, doctors overprescribing, etc. And then you guys and your prescriptions are going to be at risk, okay? Just like what you're already seeing with the narcotics. Many of you are having a hell of a time getting narcotics. Many of you are having trouble getting the narcotic that you want because the FDA is changing the Tylenol. Some of you were getting Lortab and Soma. You can't get those anymore. You can't get Lortab anymore. You can't get Soma a lot of times at the same time you're getting Lortab. Maybe this will help later on. I mean, it will maybe prevent more people from getting addicted or dependent on these medications. But for now, many of you who are in pain, you're not liking the abrupt changes. And I get that. I understand that. That's very difficult for you. I hate telling you, sorry, you know, I hate saying, you know, no, you're going to have to kind of put up with it. Or you're going to have to be on a less strong muscle relaxant because there's these new guidelines. Pharmacies have gotten sued. I mean, there's a lot of changes that are happening right now. So where I, though, foresee a huge issue, which is already an issue that I'm usually referred to a psychiatrist for, is what to do if your patient does not take the medication like they're supposed to. If they start to skip some doses, or they run out, or they cannot afford their medication and they go off. This was a concern we had back in 2008, 2009, when people lost their job and lost their insurance. People on antidepressants or mood stabilizers that all of a sudden aren't on them. We had somebody walk into our clinic. Luckily, the police was there, you know, was able to, you know, handcuff him. But he was just rambling and being very off and scaring our patients and talking about some sort of substances. I'm not sure. It might have been something he was high on. I don't know. So we immediately called the ambulance because the police, because we wanted him taken in case he was going through some sort of delirium, etc. But when you have people that all of a sudden go off their medications, they could go through a withdrawal. And this withdrawal could be some very, very scary stuff. It could also lead to violence. All right? You know, many of you that have taken, let's say, Lexapro or Zoloft, etc., you know, you'll say, oh, my gosh, I notice it, or my wife notices it when I go off the medication. I am horrible to be around. Okay, well, hopefully, by the grace of God, you have some self-control and you don't hit anybody, or when somebody gets you mad, you don't try to run them off the road or take your gun out and shoot them. But for other people that don't have that self-control, that could be the most vulnerable time. You know, they talk about some people being on these antidepressants more at risk for suicide. They feel better, or maybe they go off their medication and they're more at risk. So where the art of treating people with all these medications are, is where the art is what do you do when somebody doesn't take their medication? And so we really need to come up with forms of medication where if you do miss a dose or two, the rebound is so gradual that you don't flip out. Now, already some of you are noticing if you don't take your Zoloft for a few days, you're okay for a few days, which is why so many people go off their medication and they think they're fine. They'll go off their Zoloft and go, look, I feel fine. I haven't taken it in 4 or 5 days. I'm good. Then all of a sudden, a week or two later, they get into probably the worst fight of their life with their wife. Wife leaves them, and it was because of the rebound drop of the serotonin. So even if some of these medicines take a while to build up in your system and can stay in your system for a little while longer, you still could run the risk of later you having that big drop. And with moods, it is very quick. You know, a lot of women being treated, you know, for menopause and mood issues and lack of sleep, they're being given estrogen. Maybe a lot of them need serotonin. I've talked to my menopausal women a lot about that. You know, I remember about 15 years ago, I told women, don't start going on antidepressants until you've had a little estrogen. Now, this is when we were giving everybody estrogen for postmenopausal symptoms. And I said, there's no sense in going on an antidepressant, right? Because that's how I looked at them, as antidepressants. Let's get your estrogen back. Okay, if we get your estrogen and your hormones back on gear, then you don't need to go to the antidepressants. Well, the one thing we realize is a lot of women don't qualify for the estrogen, and the estrogen would not handle their drop of serotonin. And many people lose their serotonin when they age, men, women alike. So the Zoloft, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil help raise the serotonin, a very important hormone, but unfortunately can fluctuate. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Leonard Nimoy, one of our favorite Star Trek characters, Spock, right, back from the 60s, is doing okay, but has been vocal about being diagnosed with lung disease. We believe he has COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary lung disease, from smoking. Apparently, he has about 810,000 followers. He says, smokers, please understand, if you quit after you're diagnosed with lung damage, it's too late. Grandpa says, learn my lesson, quit now. Leonard Nimoy is 82 years old. He says he's doing okay. He just can't walk distances. He's also telling everybody live long and prosper, which was kind of his trademark phrase on Star Trek. This chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the COPD, is a pretty severe, very common lung ailment that we see due to people smoking. It starts to decrease the elasticity of the lungs. You can't get air out, so you aren't really getting good full air breaths. You're also more at risk for lung disease. And, you know, him being Spock, and I know a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, wasn't he a Dr. Spock? Well, I don't know if he was a doctor on the show, but Dr. Spock was somebody different. You know, you would think that Spock, Leonard Nimoy, would have known not to smoke. But remember, this was in the 60s. So he was at his prime in his 30s during the 1960s. They smoked. So he was probably already hooked by the time everybody had to take him off. And he just didn't have the Vulcan power to stop. But he's still doing okay. He's hanging in there and he's giving good advice. All right. We also have a daily aspirin is able to hopefully reduce cancer risk. They found women who took a low daily dose of aspirin, 20% reduced risk of ovarian cancer. Really cool. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.